This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahdah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, today I would like to speak about a personality who is a very great personality. But more than that, one of the reasons of speaking about this personality is that he was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to be inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is none other than Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, there were people in the past who were people who were known as muhaddathun, who were inspired. And if there is going to be anyone in this ummah that is inspired by Allah, then it is Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ulama have written various meanings of the word muhaddathun, one who is inspired. One meaning is he who is inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second is he whose intuition, his very thought is right because of the purity of his heart. Therefore Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, inna Allah ja'ala al-haq ala lisan Umar wa qalbi. Allah has embedded truth on the tongue and the heart of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The one who's on his tongue, truth comes naturally. It just flows from him. It is something that is, he is born with it, that is embedded on his tongue, and he always speaks the truth. This is the meaning of muhaddathun. Muhaddath, the one who is inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is said that many a times, Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to give a view. He used to give an opinion. And then the Quran used to be revealed according to his view. Not once, many a times. And ulama have written some 22 times. He said something, and the moment he said something according to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to reveal the ayat. When people falsely accuse Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha about immorality, so Umar radiyallahu ta'ala told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, who got her married to you? It is Allah who got her married to you. And Allah would not have made a wrong choice. And then he used the word, Subhanaka hadha buhtanun azim. I glory be to Allah, this is pure slander. Exactly that words came as a verse in the Holy Quran. Subhanaka hadha buhtanun azim. That is the reason why we choose to speak to him, because he was inspired by Allah. And whatever examples we give, we will inshallah be likewise inspired. Aaj main tareekh ke ek azim hasti ke bare mein bayan karna chahunga. Woh shakhsiyat jisko Allah Ta'ala ki taraf se ilham hote the. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, mujhse pehle ummat mein aise log the jo muhaddathun kehlate the. Agar mere ummat mein koi aisa hota to Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, if there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Mere baad agar koi Nabi hota to Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu hota. Aur bahut se martaba aise hote the ke Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ka nuktae nazar hota aur uski ta'eed mein wahi nazil farmate. Ulama ne likha hai ke ye 20 se zyada martaba aise hua hai Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ki zindagi mein. Now, of course, we all know the incident with regard to his coming of Islam. You would recall almost a month back, we spoke about his brother-in-law, Sa'id ibn Zayd, who was married to his sister, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. There we made mention of the incident. Today, I would like to speak about various aspects of his life. And obviously, we can't speak about all aspects, but just a little bit of some of the aspects that can inspire us, some that can motivate us towards truth, towards justice, towards righteousness. So of course, one thing about Umar radiallahu anhu, there was no half measures. When he became a Muslim, he was devoted as a Muslim. He spent everything in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he was against Islam, his animosity was also in the same way, against Islam. And to this extent, when people were frightened, Umar radiallahu ta'ala got up one day to go and assassinate our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we know the incident. On his way, he met a sahabi, and then he told him, where are you off to? You're looking very, very determined. He said, I'm going to assassinate Muhammad. He said, leave Muhammad. Your sister has become a Muslim. And he went there, and he saw that his sister was reading something which he thought to be a Quran. And he came and he started beating up his sister. And when he started beating up his sister, she was also the sister of Omar. He said, Omar, you can beat us how much you want. We have become a Muslim. We are not going to turn away from Islam. So Omar said, let me read what you are reading. Let me see what you are reading. She was reading the beginning of Surah Taha. When he came to the verse, Innani anallahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni, that I am Allah the one. Worship Allah. Worship the one who has created you. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu melted and he became a Muslim. He came in the presence of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the previous night made dua. And few nights before that, oh Allah, Allahumma ayyid al-Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab khasatan. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu's riwayat. There is one riwayat that says, oh Allah, help Islam with either Amr ibn Hisham, Abu Jahl, or Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One riwayat says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically made mention of Umar ibn Khattab. Allahumma ayyid al-Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab khasatan. Oh Allah, help Islam with the coming of Islam of Umar ibn Khattab. And his coming in Islam was such a great mercy, such a great impact it had, that Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah, inna ahla as-samai istabasharaka bi Islam Umar. Oh Ya Rasulullah, the angels of heaven have deputed me to give you glad tidings on the Islam of Umar. Subhanallah. That is how it was. So much so that it is made mention by Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Islam of Umar was a victory. The Islam of Umar was a victory. His hijra was a great help and his khilafat was a mercy. This was Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the impact his Islam had, the mushrikeen used to say that after Umar became a Muslim, things became, in a way, equal between us. Muslims never used to read Salat in the Kaaba. After Umar became a Muslim, he used to say, Ya Rasulullah, why are you reading in private? I'll take you to the Haram and I will see who will stop you to read Salat. They only started reading Salat in the Kaaba after the Islam of Umar. So this was the reality with regard to the coming of Islam of Umar ibn Khattab. Unke kabul Islam ka waqia to bahut mashhoor hai, jiska bahut acha athar pada. Yahan tak ke Jibril alayhi salatu wa salam, aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko mubarak baat dene ke liye aaye the. Wo ambi yani malaika ki taraf se mubarak baat. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radhiyallahu anhu ka qaul hai ke Umar radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu ka kabul Islam fatah hai. Unki hijrat Islam ki nusrat aur unki khilafat rahmat thi. Now there were many aspects of the life of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once was his closeness to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I can't make mention of many incidents. I chose two incidents using my discretion. One was Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very close to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that Sahaba says that when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come in the gathering, so Sahaba used to sit as if birds were perched on their heads out of the awe of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they all used to sit silently. Except two people used to look at Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they used to smile at Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he used to smile back. And that was Abu Bakr and Umar. One riwayat made mention that one Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked with Abu Bakr and Umar. And as he was walking, he said, Hakada, this is the way we will get up on the day of Qiyamah. I will be getting up with Abu Bakr on my right hand and Umar radiallahu ta'ala on the left hand. Once, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, I think it was a time of a wedding. So the woman of the Ansar was singing certain poetry. So when they were singing certain poetry, They continued. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was there. They were singing poetry. Amazing. And this was the compassion of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not rigid sometimes. Certain times they ask such situations where there is nothing but accommodation for happiness. But when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, they ran away from there. Immediately they scattered everywhere. So when Umar came in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was smiling. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you smiling? And Umar radiallahu ta'ala, according to the riwayat, either this time or another time, he said, Adhakallahu sinnaka ya Rasulullah. May Allah always keep you smiling, Ya Rasulullah. Why are you smiling? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I am smiling at these women. They were singing poetry in front of me. And Umar, when you came, they ran away. So he said, Ya aduwati anfusihinna, O enemies of your soul, are you more afraid of me than Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The Nabi of Allah is in front of you, and yet you do not show that respect and awe, and you continue singing poetry. And they said, Anta afaz wa aghlas. After Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sabi ziyada shadid hai. You are even more strong, you know, more harsh than our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Umar, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Ya Allah. Ma laqiyaka shaitan salakan fajjan qattu illa salaka fajjan ghayra fajjak. O Umar, leave them alone. Jo raah aap ikhtiyar karte ho, shaitan aapki dar ke wajah se aur dar ke mare wo dusre raah ikhtiyar kar leta hai. That when you take a path and shaitan see you taking that path, shaitan also takes another path. So this was Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, known for the closeness and how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam interacted with him. One amazing incident was the time of Uhud. After Uhud, when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba settled, after so many Sahaba were made shaheed, so Abu Sufyan got up on the Mount of Uhud and he said, Afil Qawmi Muhammad? Is Muhammad alive? Is Muhammad amongst you? Afil Qawmi Abu Bakr? Afil Qawmi Umar? Amazing. Even the non-Muslims knew the ranks. After Muhammad, Abu Bakr and Umar were the most senior. So he said, Afil Qawmi Muhammad? Afil Qawmi Abu Bakr? Afil Qawmi Umar? So then he said, Amma ha'ulai faqad qatalu walau kana ahya'an la'ajabu. They must have been killed. If they were alive, they would have said anything. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Umar, don't reply. Don't reply. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala was so, you know, he was ashadduhum fi amrillahi Umar. So how could he remain silent? He said, Kadhaba adu Allah. You are a liar, O enemy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has kept us alive. So then Abu Sufyan said, U'lu Hubal. May Hubal be praised, and he is elevated. So then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala to reply, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa A'la. Allah ta'ala is the greatest, and he is the most supreme. So then Abu Sufyan said that, Lana Uzza. وَلَا أُزَّى لَكُمْ. We have Uzza, you have no Uzza. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him to reply, Allahu Mawlana wa la Mawla lakum. Allah Ta'ala is our protector and our guide and our guardian. You have no protector. Then he said, things al-harbu baynana wa baynahu sijal. Things have become equal. You defeated us in Badr, we defeated you in Uhud. So then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Umar to reply, this is something I always tell people, that we must take great glad tidings. Said, قَتْلَانَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَقَتْلَاكُمْ فِي النَّارِ. The people who are alive and who have been killed by us, they are shaheed, they are in Jannah. And the people who are killed by you are in Jahannam. All those people who are killing Muslims. You know, and those Muslims who have been killed, we must never make the mistake to say they are equal. They are not equal. Those who are killing Muslims are in Jahannam. And those Muslims who have been killed are in Jannat. They are shaheed. They are not equal. Subhanallah. This was Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He had a towering personality. Ya Allah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala had a towering personality. And so was his, you know, such, you know, his personality that, you know, Umar radiallahu ta'ala had a very great, unique physique. And people say that he was very well muscled. What we'll say today, well toned, you know. But he wasn't, you know, obese. Such was his personality. Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala one day went to meet Umar. He came out of the room shivering, trembling. Someone said, why are you trembling? He said, the personality of Umar. That is why I'm trembling. Riwayat makes mention one day Umar, a pregnant woman came in the presence of Umar. She miscarried. This was the personality of Umar. But you know, sometimes a person like that personality who's got such a great physique, such a towering personality, he could become proud and arrogant, not Umar. Umar was, despite that personality, he had such great amount of humility. He had such great amount of fear of Almighty Allah that the ulama and historians say there were two visible signs on his cheek, you know, lines on his cheek because of the excessive tears of Umar. Two lines on his face because of tearing out of the fear of Almighty Allah and the compassion for humanity. One day a person came to him and he said, you know, I got some work. So Umar radiallahu anhu became very angry, took out a whip and hit him and said, I give you people a time. I sit in the masjid and I tell you, whoever has got any type of problems, any complaints, let them come to me. And that time you don't come. Now when I'm sitting on my own, now you come to me. You know, Umar got, so he went away. Obviously he was wrong because he didn't come at the time which was advertised. But then afterwards, when he went away, Umar went after him. And Umar went to plead with him and said, come back and hit me back. He said, for what? He said, I hit you, I shouldn't have done so. And then he said, no, I've forgiven you. So Umar came back and he started weeping. And he said, Umar, you were disgraced. Allah Ta'ala granted you izzat, granted you respect. You were not on hidayat. Allah Ta'ala granted you hidayat. Allah gave you authority over people. And when they come to ask of you something, is this the way you treat them? And he started crying and he weep for such a great and long amount of time. So this was Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which was amazing with regard to his personality. Wo buland, wo bala, wo barob shakhsiyat ke malik te. Lekin uske bawajood, wo ajiz, aur sada tabiyat ke hamil te. Then of course his khilafat. What can we say about his khilafat? When Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala appointed him, there was no election. Sometimes this elections also you get the worst of people. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was not appointed. He was not elected. He was selected. He was selected by Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And when someone told Abu Bakr, whom have you appointed? Are you sure you have appointed the right person? So what did Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala says? Wallahi, if I go in front of Allah, and Allah asks me, why did you appoint Umar? I will say, I appointed the best person in the universe after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have appointed the best person. And his khilafat, Ya Allah, what can we say with regard to his khilafat? He was, ulama have written, put India, Pakistan, Bangladesh together, the subcontinent. More than 8 times more than that, he had authority. 23 lakh square miles, he was a khalifa. His khilafat led to the downfall of two superpowers, the Roman Empire, and in Qadisiyya, and the Persian Empire in Yarmouk. Both of them, they fell down, and they were the downfall in under the leadership of Umar. He established major new cities, first Muslim ruler to take census, establish a police system, guest houses, rest room for travelers. This ultra shell and net were not only from now, Umar radiallahu anhu's time, he had it. Between every major city, he created rest places for the people. He was so in tune with regard to the needs of people. If only you read the reforms of Umar ibn Khattab as a ruler, not only was he pious, he was an extreme able administrator. Such was his greatness. Unki khilafat, 23 lakh murabba mil par unka hukumat, do azim sultanaton ka zawal ke haathon unke haathon par hua, bare shaharon ki bunyad dali, mardam shumari karne wale pehle hukmaran, پولیس کا نظام بنانے والے پہلے حکمران, مسافر خانہ بنانے والے, اور یہ سب ان کے ہاتھ اور ان کی خلافت میں ہوا. And look at his justice, Ya Allah. His justice was such, everyone is equal, to this extent that he even established had upon his own son, Abu Shahma. Abu Shahma took alcohol and he was in Egypt. Then Umar radiallahu anhu got the news that he was punished, but he was punished in private. Umar wrote a letter to Amr ibn As, send my son here. Because of him being the son of the Khalifa, you have shown him unnecessary accommodation, which you shouldn't have done. He brought him back to Medina. He himself administered the had punishment. Abu Shahma was weak. Riwayats made mention he couldn't bear the punishment and he passed away because of the punishment. But Umar radiallahu anhu saw that his son got the punishment. And one riwayat I read that after punishing him, he hugged his son. So someone said, Ajib, you punished him and then you hug him. He said, I punished him as a Khalifa. I hugged him as a father. I punished him as a Khalifa. I hugged him as a father. This was Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One can go on making mention of one incident after the other. Persian envoy one day came and sent a person to go and see Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he said, where is the Khalifa? He said, the Khalifa is sleeping there. So he said a very amazing thing. You know, he saw Umar sleeping on a rock and there was no bodyguards. So you know what he said? Hakamta fa'adalta fa'amanta fa'namta. He ruled with justice. He created justice. He created peace. He went to sleep and he slept. This was his Umar. Such was his simplicity despite his khilafat, that when there was a drought, he didn't eat meat. So people say, why you eat? You're going to become weak. He never used to eat. He said, I will not eat until the public can afford it. So one day they got him something. They said, see, it is now in the bazaars. So they brought him some meat. So he said, how much is the meat? He said, so much. He said, can the public afford it? They say, it's still too expensive for the public to afford it. He said, take it away. Mujhe nahi chahiye. How am I going to eat when the public cannot eat? One day he wanted fish. So, you know, his khadim out of love went to go and look for fish. And he went some miles. So when he brought the fish, Umar said, let me go and see what you did. So he went to the camel and he saw there was sweat behind the ears of the camel. So he said, for the sake of giving me fish, you put this camel and you went to drive and you went to go and, you know, ride so long to get me fish. Go, I don't want it. Go and eat it yourself. Mutsene wata. This was Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his simplicity. Jarir ibn Abdullah one day came to eat by the Khalifa's house. Now you come to eat by a Khalifa's house, you go by a wealthy person's house, you say, he is wealthy, he'll give me good food. Jarir ibn Abdullah couldn't eat the food. So he said, Umar, how do you eat this food? I can't put it down my throat. It is so coarse. This was Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so much worried about the public funds. Sometimes we hear this, we think, Ya Allah, can a person have such great qualities? I mean, when we look at our rulers, not only in South Africa, anywhere in the world, can anyone ever match this? The only thing we can say, because we know about it, we have read about it, there's an ideal in front of us. One day, Ali radiallahu anhu saw Umar radiallahu anhu running. And a time after, when the people used to sleep in the heat of the Arabian sun, Umar, where are you going? One camel of the Baitul Mal got lost. One camel of the Baitul Mal got lost. I'm running after it. I'm going to look for it. Ali radiallahu anhu said, Umar, what example are you setting for the rulers afterward? Who's going to be able to reach your particular level? Now 250 billion and 500 billions get stolen. Not even a frown come onto the forehead of the rulers. One camel, he couldn't. He's running around and after it. Ya Allah, brothers, we can just go on and go on. I just want to make mention with regard to his life. Despite all of that, he had such humility. He was such a ruler. People used to correct him. One day he spoke against dowry. Don't make so much dowry. So one old woman said, Oh Umar, dowry is our right. You got no right to say anything about it. You got no right to tell us with regard to how much dowry we must take. You can advise us, but you can't tell us with regard to how much you must take. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu didn't say anything. He came down the mimbar and he said, Kullu nas a'lamu min al-Umar hatta al-ajabiz. Everyone knows more than Umar. Even an old lady knows more than Umar. One way, such justice, such towering personality, and such humility and simplicity. when he was passing away because of Majusi, you know, Majusi La'an, who stabbed him. You know, at that particular time, you know, despite all of that, he stood every time namaz time came, he used to tell me, let me read namaz. Let me read salat. There is no portion in Islam for a person who doesn't read namaz. So namaz nahi padta, unka Islam ke saath koi lagu nahi hai. Koi lagu nahi hai. Wo kya lagu hai agar namaz nahi pad sakte. Aise halat mein, in every particular time he read his namaz. And then lastly, he told his, let me just conclude with this. Lastly, when he was on his deathbed, he was on the lap of his son, Abdullah ibn Umar. And he then put his, you know, he put his cheek and he said, oh my son, leave me, put my head upon the sand. And he put his head on the sand and he rubbed his cheeks on the sand and he said, وَيْلُ لَكَ يَا إِبْنِ خَتَّابِ إِلَّمْ يَغْفِرْ لَكَ رَبُّكَ. Destruction be your lot, Umar, if Allah doesn't forgive you. Destruction be your lot if Allah doesn't forgive you. A person whom Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Umar fil Jannah. Such humility and such. Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu said, why are you showing concern? Why are you showing concern? Allah has forgiven you. So he told Abu Musa Ashari, oh Abu Musa, if I had the whole world in my possession, I would have given that as a ransom to save myself from the adab of the year after. When he passed away, he told his son, go to Aisha radiallahu anha and says, I want to be buried next to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look at his ethics even after death. Go and tell Aisha that Umar asked, don't tell her Amirul Mu'mineen asked. If you tell her Amirul Mu'mineen asked, she will have no option but to say yes. Don't even tell her Amirul Mu'mineen asked. Said her, Umar ibn Khattab asked, can I be buried? Aisha said, I wanted to be buried there, but I give you preference. And then he told his son, after I pass away, go again to Aisha. Maybe while I'm alive, she might have had some shyness to say no. After I pass away, then go and ask. Said, my father said, after I pass away, I must ask you permission one more time. Oh, Aisha gave permission, then they buried him there. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, Hazrat Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas said, that janaza, we were carrying the janaza of Umar radiallahu anhu, when I heard a person saying, O Amr ibn Khattab, may Allah bless you. Whenever I heard about Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking, he said, me, Abu Bakr and Umar, we did this. Me, Abu Bakr and Umar, we went here. Me, Abu Bakr and Umar, we did this. And I said, Ya Allah, who is speaking this? And he said, I knew that the day you die, you are going to be buried next to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, I was saying, who is saying this? I looked behind, I saw the person who was saying this was none other than Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq of being inspired from such a life. Bring that little bit of righteousness in our life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allah.